It's estimated that over 3 million military men and women served in Vietnam and neighboring nations during the Vietnam War. Bob Garst was one of those who served. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Before I started working as a soil scientist.
Before I became a systems engineer.
Before I got started in aerospace.
I was a kid making discoveries.
I did my first lab experiment.
I found out science is cool.
In 4-H.
You never know when a spark will ignite the imagination and open up a world of possibilities for a young person. That's why 4-H has taken on the commitment of fostering 1 million new scientists and engineers for America's future workforce. With the help of companies and universities around the country, 4-H is growing the next generation of great thinkers.
1 million new scientists.
1 million new ideas.
Learn more and see how you can help at 4-H.org.
Bob Garst first went to Vietnam in 1967.
I was a combat platoon leader. I had a cavalry platoon, which wasn't horses, but it was mechanized vehicles. And we ran convoys, provided reaction force.
He was not in heavy combat. He says that may have had something to do with the nature of his platoon.
For one thing, my platoon had 24 machine guns mounted on vehicles, so the Vietnamese or the Viet Cong were a little hesitant to tangle with us unless they needed to, because they, it was a handful.
He was wounded in January of 1968, in a sense, by one of his country's own weapons.
I had a mine blow up in front of me, and I caught some of the shrapnel from that. It was an Air Force bomb, apparently, that had been, it was a dud, and they had rolled it into a hole and put a detonator on it. So when somebody stepped on it, it went off. Well, fortunately, it wasn't me that stepped on it, but I was close enough to pick up some of the shrapnel from it.
He earned a Purple Heart, came home to recover from his injuries, then returned to Vietnam in 1970 to work in logistics.
It was a little easier the second time around. But even the second time around, we got rockets into our compound several times, and it wasn't like being on the beach. I mean, you still knew where you were.
All told, he spent 22 years in the military, and today has a unique role at one of America's war memorials. That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Bedford, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCrae.